Good morning. I'm so honored to be here this morning, to come during the Baptist Women in Ministry Preaching Month. It's churches like this that uplift and promote women's voices that make such a difference. So thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. So just a little background on me. I experienced a calling to ministry when I was in high school. I didn't know exactly what that meant to me personally at the time, and I honestly still don't, but I did experience 2 summers working passport camps, which I believe y'all are pretty familiar with, and this past summer, I was actually the passport kids team camp pastor, and this was especially important to me as I was able to cultivate my calling a little bit more by preaching for 7 weeks. It was a summer full of fun and God's love and learning what it means to be a part of God's story. I have a strong belief that looking at the simplicity of Scripture, we can find deep meaning that can transform us. So that is what I'm going to be focusing on today, what it means to be a part of God's story. So before we take out our Bibles one more time and turn to Hebrews chapter 12, let's say a word of prayer. So will you pray with me? God, thank you for this time to come together this morning and be a part of community with one another. I pray that we are able to learn more about what it means to join in on the story around us, where you have designed a story for us. Help us to listen to the words that you might be wishing for us to hear this morning. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So, Hebrews chapter 12, and we're just reading 2 verses, verses 1 and 2. So I'll start. So then, with endurance, let's also run the race that is laid out in front of us. Since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let's throw off any extra baggage, get rid of the sin that trips us up, and fix our eyes on Jesus, the author of our faith and perfecter. He endured the cross, ignoring the shame for the sake of the joy that was laid out in front of him, and sat down at the right side of God's throne. Jesus is the author of our faith, the author of our story. How beautiful is that? An excellent example of what it means to be a part of God's story is the passage that was read earlier in Mark chapter 12 or 2, verses 1 through 12. So that's the story of the 5 friends, right, who bring their paralyzed friend to Jesus because they know that if they can just get their friend to Jesus, that Jesus would heal him. But they couldn't get through the room because the house was too crowded. So they did the next logical step and decided to go through the roof. I don't know if that's what my thought would have been, but I am commending them for that because that was some creative thinking there. And they lowered him down through the roof, right? And if I was in that room, I would be thinking, what on earth is going on? Please don't drop that person, you know? But that's not what Jesus noticed. Being the person that Jesus was, Jesus saw the faith that those friends had. And he noticed it, and he said, your sins are forgiven. Then he said to the man, get up and walk, take your cot, and go home. And just like that, the once paralyzed man stood up, took his cot, and went home. The faith that those 5 friends had in their paralyzed friend to Jesus was outstanding. The friends knew that if they could only get him to Jesus, that Jesus would heal him, so they stayed with their friend and worked together to make sure that Jesus saw him. And because of their faith and their willingness to act out their faith with their friend, Jesus was able to heal their friend. They really did know how to be a part of God's story. And they really did understand the importance of joining together to help someone be a part of God's story. For us as Christians, it's a really great goal to have, to join in with those around us so that we can help others with the faith that we can muster. You know, some days some days it's really easy to sing praises, right, to God, but other days it's a lot harder, and we find ourselves questioning and wondering. In days of doubt, we need friends like in Mark chapter 2. Whether we need to be carried by our friends or we need to carry our friends, it is so important to join with those around us in Christian community so that we can help each other when we need it. When one of us has enough faith for the both of us, it can help us get through hard times. When someone is able to help us with our own struggles, it can help us understand the love that God is showing us through others. When we are doing this, we are being a part of God's story. So when I was in the 9th grade, my youth group took a little trip to Arkansas for a 7th through 9th grade trip. And this trip really helped us grow closer to one another. We did a bunch of different activities, a bunch of different games, and my favorite game, the one that I remember the most, was something that we did called a lip sync battle. So you had groups of people, and you had to sing a song, and, well, you didn't sing it, you just mouthed the words of the song, and you had to come up with a dance and that whole stuff. But the trick here was that you couldn't just group up with your friends. We were assigned groups. And when you hear the word assigned group, sometimes you're like, oh, no, I don't want that. But we signed up, we were with our groups that with people we may not have even talked to before. And for whatever reason, people absolutely crushed this challenge. And that really, really changed things for us. For the rest of that trip, but not only that trip, but the time that I had in my youth group, we were all no longer in different groups, but we were together in community. I have a lot of stories and a lot of different memories about my time in the youth group. It was one of the times that I felt most involved and cared for in a community. And I have lifelong friends from that youth group that I still meet up with and talk to daily. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We were all very, very different. We had introverts and we had extroverts. We had jocks and band members and dancers and artists and musicians. And we all joined in community with one another to create a beautiful image of God's story. So what does it mean to be a part of God's story? What are we doing when we are joining in on the community around us? It means that we decide we want to be a part of what God is doing around us. We can start paying attention, and when we hear about an opportunity to help someone, we can say yes and decide to participate. Maybe it's helping on a mission project with the church, or it could be saying yes to helping with Sunday school, excuse me. Maybe it's donating to the Global Mission Fund when you see an opportunity to help, or choosing to be kind to someone that it's been really hard to be kind to recently. Whatever it is, each time you do that, remember that what's important is not just that you remember to do it or that you're saying yes to doing it, but that when you're doing it, that is being a part of God's story. You are doing it so that you can be a part of what God wants to see happen around you. Being called to be a part of God's story means that we are called to love others well. I challenge you to look for ways in your life where you might need to love others a little better. Things are hard right now. If we're not going through something difficult ourselves, we definitely know somebody who is. How are you able to help another person? How are you able to bring them to the feet of Jesus? In Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12, which was read earlier, two are better than one. I'm going to read it just really quick for us again. Two are better than one because they had a good return for their hard work. If either should fall, one can pick up the other. But how miserable are those who fall and don't have a companion to help them up? Also, if two lie down, they can stay warm. But how can anyone stay warm alone? Also, one can be overpowered, but two together can put up resistance. A 3-ply cord doesn't easily snap. It can be hard to join in with those around us. The words, we are stronger when we are together, is much easier said than done. On the flip side of helping others, we need to remember that sometimes we need to allow others to help us. It's easy to be caught up in the idea that you can be self-sufficient. Sometimes we think it's better for us to do something alone, and we forget that we actually do need others. This verse in Ecclesiastes helps us to see the importance of community with one another, Joining in with those around us is a key part in our Christian journey to be a part of God's story. Sometimes God's story, joining in on God's story can be hard, and this may not be the perfect example, but I'm going to share it anyways because it's what came to mind. So when I was in like the fifth grade, I was a part of the Girls in Action group, was just a little group of girls, and my mom was actually the leader of that group. And if you didn't know, my mom was a missionary kid in Malawi, so she grew up in Malawi. A country in Africa. And when it came time to learn about the country of Malawi, my mom was all ready. She said, I've got this. And she planned a sort of simulation of what it's like to live in a village in Malawi and experience the culture and the life of our brothers and sisters in Malawi. So there is a dish that is called ugali, and it's sort of like grits, but it's worse. It's not the best. And especially when I was in fifth grade, I was not a fan of eating ugali. So my mom was preparing the ugali to bring to church, and I was like, let me just sneak to the pantry and get some Cheetos so that I cannot be hungry for this ugali later. And eventually we are at the church. We're going on our little simulation. We make our way out to the playground. We're underneath the slide. We're trying to muster up the courage to eat this ugali. I'm sure it was not very helpful in persuading my friends to try the ugali. I'm sure I was like, oh, y'all, get ready. So, and while we're trying to muster up this courage, I have a twin brother, right? And so he was with the boys group, the Royal Ambassadors. And the Royal Ambassadors come walking by with their popsicles and ice cream cones. And I was like, what country are they learning about? Because I want to learn about that country. But I also remember that we all did actually eat that ugali. We joined together and made a pact that we would eat the ugali, and even if we didn't love the taste at the time, we did choose to learn about and experience the culture of a country different than ours so that we could be a better part of community with one another. It wouldn't have made as much of an impact if just one person had tried that ugali. When we all joined in together, it created a different experience that called us to be a part of God's story. The point I'm trying to make with this story is that sometimes in life, the story that God wants us to be a part of may not be the story that we're comfortable with. Sometimes it can be hard to join in with those around us. Sometimes when you're not feeling it, comparing yourself to others will only make things worse. But God has a greater plan. God's story can't happen when you're comfortable all the time. We have to get out of our comfort zone and learn to use the things around us to better understand the work that God is doing in our lives. My hope and prayer for each of you this morning is that you will understand that you are a key part in God's story. I pray that you see the opportunities to join in with those around you who might be different than you. The ways that you say yes to the things around you that are good is a wonderful way to be a part of God's story. Will you please pray with me? Thank you, God, for this opportunity to join together today. I pray that we are able to join those around us to be a part of God's story, of your story. Help us to say yes to the opportunity that comes our way and to do good in our communities for the sake of your story. Help us to love one another well as you have loved us well. It's in your name we pray. Amen.